Well, like a favorite niece who's gone off to college, or maybe a local sports star who made the pros this past week, was a big one for rookie Nelson Cresson MLA Brittany Anderson, and for those who voted for her or not. Anderson, who was an up-and-coming city councilor here in Nelson until she was tapped to replace veteran MLA Michelle Mongal, of course, went on to win last fall's election. This past week, she made her first visit to the province's capital to see her new office, her team, and her boss. It was quite a trip. MLA Anderson is with us today. Morning, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you? I love the giggles. Yeah. Both you and the...
Oh, yeah. You couldn't hear the station.
Oh,
ID,
so. Oh, you didn't know what the heck we were laughing at. Yeah. Yeah. Just some funny little kids. So it real big event for you professionally, politically, and personally last week. When did you head out to Victoria? When did you come home? And what was the main event you were there for?
Yeah, so I headed out to Victoria on the 4th of March, and so that was a Thursday, and I went a little early just so I could, I was worried because I had a meeting on Monday morning at 8 a.m., and I was thinking, like, oh, no, what if they don't let me in the building? I better go a little bit ahead of time so I can, I've never been in that building before, and just to get to know the space and get to meet some people, so I just wanted to be prepared, and I came home the following Friday, the 12th.
And you did go, you were there a few days early, and tell listeners about the unexpected experience that unfolded on your first night with one of your potential cohorts from Tofino.
Yeah, it was really cool. So Josie was going home for the weekend, and we weren't sure if we were going to be able to connect. And I met Josie in person, Josie Osborne, who is the Minister of Municipal Affairs. So I met her in person when I was a counselor, and she was the mayor of Tofino. And so her and I have been in contact, of course, since we were both elected as MLAs. And so she knew I was coming in at about 8 o'clock at night to Victoria. And she was like, well, you're going to need to stretch your legs. Let's go for a walk. And so I was like, okay. I'm like, are you sure it's a little bit late? She was like, no, as long as you're good to go, let's go. So we're just walking along. And then I sort of said, like, oh, like, what's down there? And she was like, actually, the legislature's not too far. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, well, I've actually never been in the building before, so that would be great, Josie. Wow. And so we walk up to the legislature, we take a few selfies on the way in, and then she uses her key, we're in the doors, and I get like a 9 p.m. tour of the legislature from Josie, which was so cool. It was the first time I had been in that building, and it feels like a maze at first. We're running around, and I'm thinking, I don't know how I'm ever going to get there, and I honestly almost felt like I was sneaking in because it was so late at night. The security guard comes up to us like, oh, hey, how's it going? He goes, you know, got everything you need? Yeah, we're good. Okay, cool, see you later. And I'm like, oh, it was pretty cool.
So who were you slated to meet over the course of the week? Probably a lot of people to do a fist bump with or two.
Yeah, so first of all, like, just the staff. So I've been, there's been staff members that I've been working closely with over these last few months, and so to get to meet them in person was really cool, and then a bunch of the other MLAs. So we're actually in cohort, so there's only a third of us about in the building at any given time, just for COVID safety reasons, so I got to meet a bunch of my new MLAs as part of that cohort, and some ministers as well, so that was really cool.
And then, of course, the big one. Tell us how your first face to face with John went. Does he ask his entire team to call him John, or how does that roll?
So I felt very fortunate. I had a half an hour meeting with him after question period, and he was running a little bit late, so I was in his office and ready to go. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we have 20 minutes left. Like, this is so great. I feel very fortunate to have this time with the premier. And we actually spent about almost an hour together, and he toured me around the West Annex, and we talked about just what's going on in the constituency, how have things been since I've been elected, and it was a really neat experience to be able to just have that time with the premier and get to talk about some of our local issues and some of the things that I want to focus on. It was great. He was like, okay, you want to come over and we'll get a picture of you at my desk? And I was like, okay, cool. And then we went, so we were out sort of on this breezeway, and all of a sudden Katrine Conroy pops out her head. She was like, hey, you too. And I was like, oh, Katrine, can you take a photo of us? She's like, yeah, for sure, I'll take a photo. Oh, but I'm supposed to be on house duty, so I'll just have to be quick. So it was super fun. It you know what, honestly, the whole thing made it feel, first of all, it felt a little surreal because there were so many big things happening, but it also made the experience feel really real. You know, with COVID, everything's been virtual, and so actually getting to sit down, meet those people, having in-person conversations was really nice, and that's what I want to be able to do in the constituency as well. I've been meeting everybody on Zoom, and really having those face-to-face meetings and building those relationships is something that I'm really missing, but also really looking forward to when, you know, and now with the vaccine rollout, you know, I'm just hopeful that that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
So what is your typical week-to-week routine like, and now in this current environment? How often do you get to speak to the caucus as a whole?
I speak to caucus as a whole sometimes, most days, Monday through Thursday. I think every day, Monday through Thursday. And then sometimes we'll even have briefings. Like, I know we had a briefing from Adrian Dix a few weeks ago, like on a Sunday night. So I'm talking with caucus very, very frequently. And, you know, and I think on Tuesday we met three separate times just to discuss different topics. But my days right now, we're sitting in the legislature in a hybrid model. So what that means is there's some people that are actually physically in Victoria in the legislature that sit, but the majority of us are participating virtually. So we have like a little Brady Bunch box square on these big like television screens in the legislature, and then when you're speaking, you get onto the bigger screen so people can see you and hear you. And so it's the best that we can do within the COVID times. And so, but my week has been, you know, jam packed. If I'm not on house duty, I'm meeting with constituents and different groups and different stakeholders as much as I can. And some of my days are from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m., but I'm really enjoying it so far.
The Brady Box square is an excellent analogy, because I can picture what that's all about right now. So thanks for the thanks for the throwback. We're speaking with Brittany Anderson, Nelson Creston, MLA. Just a couple of minutes left to go, but wanted to ask you quick, Brittany, how has the public treated you so far? And we asked that question because Michelle Mongal was admittedly pretty exhausted with all the correspondence towards the end of her tenure, especially with the badgering and berating that can happen in social media. It's a tough new world out there there for politicians. How are you finding it being in the big chair?
So people have generally been pretty kind to me, which I really appreciate. You know, I know that this job, of course, people are going to be critical of some of the things that government does, you know, and it's really challenging with COVID. I try not to, like, I don't read comments and stuff on social media, because I just, honestly, I have limited time, and I don't want to spend my time focusing on, you know, on negative things or things that are out of context. And so I prefer to have my correspondence with people, you know, either like in virtual meetings right now, so I can actually get to know people. If people have questions, I've, you know, met with different constituents over a variety of different issues. And I really want my office to be an inclusive space for absolutely everyone to be able to come and have a conversation with me. But it does worry me. You know, it worried me on city council. But generally, people were pretty kind, and I just appreciate that.
Brittany, what are some of the top local issues that you have on your plate currently?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and so that is a top priority in terms of keeping our communities safe, following the advice of experts, and, you know, trying to get people vaccinated so that we're able to get back to a more normal situation, you know, making sure that we're supporting the business community, the arts sector. You know, there's so many different types of people that need support right now, and so trying to provide that support. You know, mental health is top of mind. And I also met with students from UBC yesterday, and they were talking about the opiate crisis, and that's something that we're certainly facing in Nelson as well. But beyond sort of everything that's encompassing with COVID, which is it is literally everything, it's a part of every conversation, but also I think like forestry and the environment are the other huge topics that we need to address. You know, we're in a pandemic, but we're also in a climate crisis, and we need to be actioning on that like we are with Clean BC, but, you know, that has to remain a top focus. And with the recovery work that we're doing, there's a reconciliation lens and an environmental lens on all of the decisions that we're making, but also just also focusing. I've been having some great conversations with local environmental groups and the chair of the regional district, Amy Watson, specifically regarding forestry concerns that people have.
Interesting stuff. Great to talk to you, Brittany. Thanks for the candid conversation about meeting John and the folks. Premier John, of course. Wish you all the best out there. And again, thanks for the time. Hope you have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks.
Take care.